long overdue. Just the past few seasons, we've just a couple of times we've narrowly missed out. And so it's good to, we always, even the last time we got to the playoffs, in fact, I think we had a game and we made that with a game in hand.
Yeah.
But this, we should have had it wrapped up a long time ago. But we're there now and that's what we've got to concentrate on Tuesday. We went through a wee run of draws and not being able to just get a couple of goals when we needed them and everything, and the heads seemed to go down, and ever since last week, I mean, the boys done great. The energy up front and was reaping rewards. So it's at 7 goals in the last 2 games, only 1 conceded. It's, I think we've hit a bit of form at the right time. Like going into Tuesday night, boys should be full of confidence. I don't see kind of why they shouldn't be, but they'll be tough games. They always are. It's kind of doesn't matter where teams finished. I know we were second, but it was that tight. And it's an even keel now going into these 2 games. Yeah, it's been frustrating just with injuries and stuff, and then the boys done great when I was out and I couldn't really come. I was frustrating sitting on the bench. I've not really been used to that in my time here. But the boys were doing well. Darryl was playing well. Twiggy had come from midfield and I was doing really well, still is. So, and then I got my chance. Darryl came back in. Or I think Twiggy and Darryl were suspended 2 games in a row. And then obviously with Darryl's situation, I've come back in, and I feel as if I've done well since I come in. And obviously these are the big games. These are the ones you want to be involved in. So no matter how I'm playing, and I'll give them all. Well, we were close the last time.
Yeah.
We were really close the last time. And I know we played at home the first leg. We'll be at home next Saturday. I think that makes a big difference, because I mean, looking back, we should have beat Albion back then. We should have put a few past them in the first leg. They were just, I think they'd gone down to 10 men kind of in the first half. Maybe we only managed to get one, and then it was 0-0 going quite into the last 20 minutes or so. The last time we pushed them, and I think that home advantage just kind of got them across the line the last time. So I think that'll be a big difference. And I mean, if the crowd next week are anything like they were today, it'll definitely help. Well, when you go to kind of away teams and they're all on your back, you hear them, and it just gives the away team that kind of wee lift, maybe when the back's against the wall and what have you. So when we've got that, basically, 1,100, 1,200 behind us, I think it spurs the boys on.